USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, for the first time, addressed criticism from Senator Bernie Sanders' camp over the former vice president's record on Social Security. Biden criticized the Sanders campaign for pushing a video that he describes as doctored that appears to show Biden agreeing with former Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan's stance on privatizing the program.
Well, there's a little doctored video going around put out by one of Bernie's people saying that I agreed with Paul Ryan about wanting to privatize Social Security. They doctored the photo. They doctored the piece. And it's acknowledged that it's a fake.
Biden noted that PolitiFact determined the video takes his comments out of context. But PolitiFact has answered by stating it is worth noting that despite Biden's repeated use of the words doctored and faked, the video is neither. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The president's personal legal team says that the case against him is constitutionally invalid. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Among those recently added to that legal team, Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz. Here, when asked about his time as a lawyer defending controversial figures like O.J. Simpson and Jeffrey Epstein, Dershowitz says,
I'm very proud of my role as a defense lawyer. I did nothing wrong in any of those cases, and I will proceed to make my argument in this case, without concern for what people think about who I represented in the past.
I'm Chris Barnes.
As abortion supporters brace for another year of restrictions and court battles, the group Planned Parenthood is throwing its weight into the 2020 election. This week, Planned Parenthood launched the biggest electoral effort in history, a $45 million spend to support presidential, congressional, and state-level candidates in the 2020 elections who support abortion rights. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The head of the organization behind the Grammy Awards was placed on leave 10 days before the 62nd edition of the ceremony. Deborah Dugan, who took helm of the Recording Academy in August, was placed on administrative leave after a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the organization. The Academy's Board of Trustees has retained two independent third-party investigators to look into the allegations. A Michigan man said the ottoman for a couch he purchased from a second-hand store felt a bit uncomfortable, but little did he know that's because it was stuffed with $43,000 in cash. Howard Kirby bought the couch and other furniture at the Habitat for Humanity Restore about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for $70. He said he put the piece of furniture in his man cave, but something felt off as the foot cushion seemed kind of hard. Kirby's daughter-in-law opened up the piece of furniture to get to the bottom of it and found a box containing just over $43,000 in cash. Kirby said his initial reaction was to keep the cash, and he even contacted a lawyer who told him he had the legal right to hold on to it, but Kirby's faith made him look for the original owner of the couch. He tracked down the person who donated the furniture, a woman named Kim Faith Newberry. Faith Newberry said the couch belonged to her grandfather, who was frugal and always paid for things in cash. Habitat for Humanity called Kirby a Habitat hero for returning the money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.